Hello and welcome to Real Estate and the Adventures of Parenthood, people. It's been a while and I'm so sorry, but we are starting on season two. There has been so much that has happened in the past year. And yes, well, in the past few months and all that, it's been a little bit crazy. I mean, you know, it's been a roller coaster of events. And guess what? I'm learning how to co-parent with my ex-husband. Yes, my ex-husband's back. He's finally retired from the Air Force. So this has been ups and downs, learning how to actually share my kids with my ex-husband, which is a good, it's a healthy thing because guess what? I go ahead and I make sure that I have my time and he has his time. But how I want to start first is about with one thing. This is a book from, it's called The Pivot Year, and it's day one from this. And it's interesting because it says, the courage with which you enter today will become the fate that you meet tomorrow. Will you continue to replay the memories of yesterday, or will you meet the moment and make the most of what it is in front of you now? Not so that you might force your will upon. But arrive fully into each moment as it's presented to you. Not to build a clean one-line story, but to create a mosaic of experience. Ever forming, ever evolving, ever unfolding as what's within unravels into reality, revealing at the last fragment of the universe that came to be known through you at this exact time, in this exact place, in this exact form. You're exactly where you need to be. This is the start. This is the perfect day to start your life again. So I'm going to say this last two sentences. You are exactly where you need to be. This is the perfect day to start your life again. And with this being said, a lot of us are like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What's going to happen? You know what? I'm single. Am I going to find that person? People, let's be clear. I've been single for 4 years. I'm still single. Yes, I'm still single. Are we going to start even with a dating pool already? Oh, gosh. All right. So I know I have to keep you guys posted and updated on a lot of things. So I've been back and forth from here to Puerto Rico the past since May, just because, well, my grandfather passed away in July. My condolences. Thank you. You know what? He was viejito. He was old and he has Alzheimer's. So we understand that we saw that coming. Now my dad, he has been diagnosed with stage 3 cancer and it's been a roller coaster event because, hello, my dad, cancer. Look, my family, we all die of Alzheimer's. I thought we did until like September, October, till we find out. And during this period of time, it's been like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe what the heck is happening. Like cancer, this is this new world. What do I do? How do I find things? Cancer, oh my gosh, changing diapers, my dad's diapers. Huh, that's a different story, people. There's a whole different level. Not kids' diapers, adult diapers. And this past year, I've learned so much. So much with life, you know, becoming a better person, focusing on things that really matter. What are the things that I need to focus on? What do I really care about? You know, not everything is money, you know, it's family. And when my grandfather passed away this past summer, I thought about this and my family would probably kill me because I'm going to say this, but anyways, it's me. I thought about that. My grandparents, they got divorced. They got divorced. They were 37 years together. And my grandfather had everything. Everything. He had money. He had lots of businesses. He was growing. He knew people. He traveled. He had an amazing life with my grandmother. Now, divorce happens. Everybody becomes greedy. Everybody takes here, there, everywhere. And, you know, it's now he has, you know, my grandfather was not a saint. Let's put it that way. He cheated on my grandmother left and right. And my dad and my aunt, my uncle, they grew up in an alcoholic household, domestic violence. And that's a lot of childhood trauma, a lot of issues in the background. Anyways, moving forward, it's just like my grandmother loved my grandfather. And my grandfather, he wanted to keep on coming back to her. But because of their prideness, they did not go back with each other. Did they want to kill each other? Yeah. Did they want to strangle each other? Yeah. But was it love? Yeah, of course it was. But was it the healthy type of love? I mean, there's many ways of saying yes, no, what, run. But in this case, my grandmother, like, when I saw this whole situation happen and go down, and once I, like, my grandfather, like, I had not seen my grandfather in a while just because, you know, his new wife separated my grandfather from us. So there was no longer activities together. There was no family gatherings together with the whole family because it was most likely the tire jale, like my side, no, my side. And they never got along. Like my grandmother and his new wife could never be in the same room. It was always her side or the highway. One of the reasons that a lot of our family members were like distant. And when I was in the funeral, I saw all this, like nobody really knew her because my grandfather and my grandmother were together for a very, very long time. They were together part of El Barrio and all these things and the experiences, people. And when I saw that, I was like, wow, you know what? Both my grandparents were together for a very long time. They were together from they were 16 till like their 50s. They enjoyed life, but in the end, my grandfather missed out on so many things. Weddings, birthdays, birth, great grandkids, you know, and it was like, yeah, family gatherings. When I saw all this, I was like, I don't want my kids to miss out on anything. And when I talk about, I don't want my kids to miss out on anything is, my kids are part of their dad. Yes, they're part of their dad. But when I look at this and I think about this, it's like, it's not the dad or the mom that is missing things. It's the kids, the grandkids, the family, the extended family. Because at the end of the day, if you look at it, it's like, we are all a family. And regardless, you know, we can always put our differences on a side and say, you know what? Let's just go ahead and get together. And, you know, death brings a lot. It brings a lot out as to, you know what? What can I do to become a better person? But am I really going to change? Do I really want to do this when I'm in my deathbed? Or do I want to do this to become a better person and to have a better future? And that's the thing. It's just like, you're exactly where you need to be. And this is the perfect day to start your new life. And with that being said, it's like, what are the things that you don't like in your life? Things that you would say, you know what? Someday I wish I could be this. Why not start now? And with this whole thing being said is not to build a clean one-line story, but to create a mosaic of experience, ever forming, ever evolving, ever unfolding as what's within unravels into reality, revealing at the last fragment of the universe that came to be known through you at this exact time. So now my question is life is too short to miss out on opportunities. Life is too short to stop creating memories, to not build memories, to think about the past and live in the past continuously over and over and over again. And the thing is that if you continue to replay the memories of yesterday, you will never take the advantage of what you see today, what you're experiencing, and you won't see the joy and the light that there is a present and there is a past. But the past is what makes you into your present and builds you into your future. So do you want to go ahead and have your life go within your eyes or in front of you, say like, wow, you know what? I should have done all this. But now my question is to you is, where do you really want to be in life? Do you want to be that parent that says, hey, so what? It's my turn, my time. You did this to me. You did that to me. What is that going to change the past? Nothing's going to change the past. Whatever you have done in your past is going to stay in your past. And we got two choices in life. You can either evolve or you can actually stay and victimize yourself, play as a victim. And like I said, last year taught me so many things in so many ways that for me, the death, my dad getting sick and, you know, seeing my grandfather dying, you know, it was like, wow, you know, he was such an amazing person, but my grandfather focused more on drinking and going to bars all the time. His focus was never really the family, but if people needed help, he would definitely help people. But what about building memories? You know, he would be always working, working, working. And do I really want to be that person to my kids? I don't want to be that person to my kids. I want to build memories. I want to have experiences. And it's just like, you are what you create. You create what you are. You attract what you are. And I see like parents, you know, when you get divorced, learn how to co-parent, not for you, but for your kids. Because once you actually co-parent for your kids, it's going to be very healthy, regardless of what type of differences you had with them. And is it going to be easy? No. Do you want to strangle them? Yeah, maybe sometimes or not. I mean, depending on the situation, right? But here, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things that you have to take into consideration and you have to think about what type of future do you want to create. And every day that you wake up, it's a new page, not a new chapter, but it's a new experience that is going to make you either appreciate or not appreciate what you have. And that's what it says. You are exactly where you need to be. This is a perfect day to start your life. And you start your life every single day. Every single day, it's a new thing. And you don't know where it's going to happen. It's all about the unknowing. Unknowing what's going to not happen or not knowing what's like, where you're going to be. But you have the power to do that. You have the power to change. How do you want to raise your kids? What type of relationship you want? You have the option of, are you going to settle? Are you not going to settle? You know, and it's just like, should I do it or not do it? And in this case, it's just like, you got two choices. You either victimize yourself or you keep on moving forward and becoming the stronger person that you are. So, beautiful people, I'm going to call it a night. I'm going to say thank you for tuning in. And this is season 2 of Real Estate in the Adventures of Parenthood with Cindy Pressgraves. So, till next time.